Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the love guru, and a man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, let us present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one.
I feel the master.
I feel him.
Y'all ready? They ready. Well, come on. Well, come on. Y'all ready? They ready. We ready. We ready. Well, come on. We ready. We ready. Come on.
Come to do the rest. Step in the way, multiple shots are going through your test. You must have gone past the target, boy, you were blessed. And I'ma take them out the game, y'all. It ain't no thing, y'all. You wanna fuck, I rip you up like a chainsaw. The game's wrong, boy, please believe it. Keep your Bible with you, cause you gon' be beating Jesus. Beating for thought, stopping hits. And Archie ain't gon' stop dropping. I'ma make $1 million.
Format to you. And as I said earlier, it's her account.
on 6 continents. So we want to get the word out, but we want you to be a part of it. See, today is our, we're talking about sports. When we said the sports talk show, which is Balling with Swag, we're going to just present things focused on historical black colleges and universities, high school, Power of Five, Group of Five, along with middle school. So we're just bringing this different format. We just want you to be a part of it by signing on, let us know who you are, leave a comment, send a heart, send a like up. If you're on Big O Live, you have an opportunity to cash in on the stars, and you got a chance with the hearts on TikTok. Please use each and every one of those to help promote what we're doing here. We also want you to tell a friend. Share with a friend. Say, check this show out and see what this guy's talking about. It's on we try to make sure it's on the second and fourth Friday. Sometimes we'll get off from being on that day. The purpose is because we just finished with the national championship. And we wanted to talk about in regards to NCAA basketball, men and women. So we wanted to make sure we come at the conclusion and give you a final ranking, mention about the championship, what history we made. We want to make sure we do that. So that's why we all feel just a little bit in regards to our time frame. But we are normally second and fourth Friday first and third Friday, because only second and fourth Tuesday is Talking Sports Plus Prime Time, which is another sports talk show, which is a part of Balling with the Doc. It just expand to that point, talking real sports. Now, we want to share with you how you can be a part of WDSW giveaways. What you need to do is send your name along with a means of transaction, meaning that you're not spending any money. All you're doing is sending the means of transaction. That's four. With your name, we're going to put it in a raffle. So we're going to be spending and we're going to be giving to you with your name. Call up Cash App if you have a Cash App account, or PayPal, or Venmo, or Zelle. You send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com or WBSW Radio, the internet station 23@gmail.com. Sow a seed with us. We appreciate that. $1. All we ask you is $1. And you can send it to the Cash App. That's $ Lorenza D. Smith. That's LorenzaDSmith. Send your $1 and it helps us purchase our gifts, gift cards, vouchers, so we can give away to you. But not only, we're going to start including movie vouchers, going to the movies, whenever they come out, some of the hottest movies, we'll make sure we have that available. That can be part of the raffle. We're going to make sure we can set up you an opportunity, probably visit a site that, especially in the state of Georgia, the water park. Most states have water parks, and we want to try to work and make sure we have that raffle off, because we'll pay for your admission in there, and we'll throw in a hotel in there, and you can just, all you have to do the amenities and take your travel and your food there. So truly, we want to give you a chance to be a part of what we're trying to share. So if you share with us by sowing a seed of $1 to WDSW Radio at, again, dollars in 6 days, internationally or nationally. So we're going to get back in the swing, rolling, rolling. But then we ask for your means of transaction, because we get love offers, 20, 30, 35, 40. Just come at the right time. We want to give back because we want to thank you for being a part of it. And I just want you to give a thumbs up. Give me a like, because I love to see a like or a heart. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part. Let's get started with our show today. The title is We Are Champions 2024. And we want to take this opportunity to look at the historical black colleges homecoming schedule and see. I'm flipping through my pages trying to get to it to make sure I have it, because we've got a lot of information here we want to give and share with you today. We're going to start with those listening for all fall of 2020. And we want to make sure you hear your place, if not somewhere. Marizella, alumnus, or just friend. We're going to start off with in the great state of Alabama. You have homecoming October the 5th. And there are several historical black colleges and universities. In some cases, they will call them classic because this one is truly important because it sometimes decides who's going to lead the division in the eastern part of the Southwest Athletic Conference. So you have on October 5th, Alabama State University taking on Florida A&M in Montgomery, Alabama. Also, the same day, you have Alcorn State taking on Arkansas, along with Texas Southern taking on Virginia Lynchburg in Houston, Texas. Alcorn is Laurin, Mississippi. Morgan State taking on Lincoln, Pennsylvania, site to be announced. Delaware State University taking on St. Francis of Pennsylvania, site to be named. October 12th, we have two homecomings. We have Alabama A&M University playing Bethune-Cookman, which is Eastern Division foe, and they're really going to help Alabama A&M put themselves in a position to be successful. Then you also have Tennessee State, who will be taking on East Illinois, and that's an awesome game right there, playing at Big South Conference, I believe. October the 19th, these are classic. You have Southern taking on Alcorn State University at Southern. Mississippi Valley will be taking on Bethune-Cookman. We have Grambling State will be taking on Arkansas Pine Bluff. And I think that's going to be a key game for Grambling because they're going to be like the third, that by the seventh or eighth week, and they'll know how they stand in the conference. We also have Howard University on October 19th for homecoming taking on Tennessee State. You can imagine how that's going to be. That's going to be a classic in itself, even though it's a homecoming. You also have October the 26th. You have North Carolina Central going to be taking on Morgan State. Sorry, I've got a couple computers going on. And I have to make sure I keep them up and running. We also have that same day. There's a lot of games going on that day, homecomings, and also going to be some classics. You have Bethune-Cookman will be taking on Jackson State in Daytona Beach. Arkansas Pine Bluff will be taking on Mississippi Valley State, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Hampton taking on Elon in Hampton, Virginia. Norfolk State will be taking on Howard in Norfolk, Virginia. Prairie View A&M will be taking on Texas A&M Commerce in Prairie View, Texas. You also, that day, have South Carolina State taking on Delaware State in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Consideration, that's an awesome game. That's going to be a place. Put your meat in the seat and enjoy it. And on November the 2nd, the last of our homecoming games of the historical black colleges, the SWAC and the MEAC, along with the Big South, you have on November the 2nd, you have Florida A&M taking on Texas Southern in Tallahassee, Florida. Jackson State will be taking on Arkansas. This is Lena Payne Webb, Blue Impression Publisher.
To share your inspiring story with the world, look no further than Blue Impressions Publishing, the premier publishing company that specializes in creating meaningful and impactful books and journals. Blue Impressions Publishing, veteran-owned by author Lena Payton Webb, offers comprehensive services to bring your vision to life. Their mission is to empower writers, mental health professionals, consultants, coaches, and spiritual leaders to make a positive impact through their publications. Not only do they publish your words, they give you the strategy to be a successful author and earn an additional source of income. So whether you're an aspiring author or a seasoned writer, Blue Impressions Publishing is the publishing company for you. Don't let your story go untold. Visit the website today, yourartisticexpressions.com. You can also call 833-951-2666. 1-800-795-8565 to learn more about their services and to get started on your publishing journey. Blue Impressions Publishing, where inspiring stories leave a lasting impression.
My. So check out Blue Impressions publisher, Lena Haywell, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And the connect, as you heard, the number was, that's 833. And make sure I get that number out right, 951-2665. That's Lena Haywell with Blue Impressions publisher. We also want to take an opportunity as we move forward to talk about and share the B2. Historical Black Colleges and University Homecoming Games. Starting off on October the 12th, you have Fort Valley State will be taking off Allen of South Carolina. October the 19th, you have Clark of Atlanta taking on Miles in Atlanta. October the 19th, Bowie State will be taking off Bluefield State. Winston Salem on the 9th of November will be taking on Fayetteville State. On November 9th, you have Tuskegee taking on Miles College, which will be that's just rivals right there in the state of Alabama on October 9th at Tuskegee. So make sure you make your plan. And a date has not been announced. You have Morehouse College planning their homecoming, but they hadn't, the dates will be announced. They hadn't designated time, so we want to keep an eye for it. We give a shout out to Cynthia Foster. Thank you, Cynthia, for joining us and being a part of what we're trying to do here. We'll give a shout out to several individuals. You have Mr. Lee. Thank you, Mr. Lee, for taking time. KP working. Thank you, Cassandra. Thank you, Dyers. Thank you, Medina. Thank you so much. Roosevelt Hatcher, number one. You also have Nanette, Wade, Mike, thank you so much. Roosevelt. We have Cajun Lady joining us, thank you so much. We also have Catherine, thank you for joining us. We have Ferguson, thank you, Ferguson, for joining us. Ebony Cooley, Coley, if you want to say it like that. One Life joining us. We also have Roy Calhoun, number 7. Curtis Person, thank you, Curtis, for joining us. Along with Adele, I'll say Taylor, thank you. We have Jaya, thank you so much. You have Zeta Lady, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, Sarah, for being here. We have two users. That individual won't give a name, but they do have, they're listening. We also have an opportunity to see, this is T, it looks like T, I-B-I-I-D-D-O. Thank you so much. Sunshine, thank you for joining us. Dave, Gregory, thank you so much. Janetta, thank you so much. Cameron, thank you so much. C. White, we have I joining us. We have Eva, that's Eva, thank you so much. You have Janie, that's Janie, thank you so much. You have Kazar and Jen, thank you so much. Ababar, thank you so much. Robert Hemp, son, thank you so much. Sexy Wine, joining us. Joe, thank you. Joe Jermaine, joining us. Thank you, Joe. So those are the ones that joined us. Thank each and every one. I want to give a shout out, so we don't have to stop it anymore. We want to make sure we're able. I'm going to have to stroll over here and see who we have over here. We have Asia, Sliding Q. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of it. Thank you. Tell a friend so you can join and find out what's going on. We're going to move to the 2024 Historical Black Colleges Schedule Classic Game. So you can make plans to be at that classic. truly, truly, I want everybody to plan around exactly who I'm trying to hit. We got a call coming in. And I'm trying to make sure I don't I'm cutting the broadcast. You can see me now. But that's all right. We have to do what we have to do to make sure we're up and running. All right, here are the MEAC and so the SWAC schedule for Classic. We're going to start off first with the MEAC and SWAC Chalice. The MEAC is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference / Southwest Athletic Conference Chalice. Norfolk State versus Florida A&M. Norfolk State versus Florida A&M. You also have the Brick City Classic. In the Brick City Classic, taking on Tennessee State. You also have in the Labor Day Classic, Texas Southern taking on Prairie View. Orange Blossom Classic, which is Labor Day weekend. You have Alabama State University taking on North Carolina Central. You have the Lewis Cruz Classic. And up in Huntsville, Alabama, you have Kentucky State at Alabama A&M. You have the battle for the greater Baltimore area. You have Morgan State and Towson State. The Pete Richardson Classic. Savannah State versus Southern. That'll be down in Baton Rouge. The Southern Heritage Classic. And you'll have Arkansas Pine Bluffs versus, it looks like, Tennessee State University. Then the Battle of the Bay. You're going to have Hampton University taking on Norfolk State University. And also in the Boombox Classic, you have Southern at Jackson State. On the Historical Black Colleges University, New York Football Classic, Morehouse will be taking on Howard University. The Aggie Eagle Classic, North Carolina A&T taking on North Carolina Central in the great state of North Carolina. The Battle of the Real University. Then you have the State Fair Classic. Have Grambling State versus Prairie View. Gulf Coast Classic or Challenge. Jackson State will be taking on Alabama A&M. Then you have the Magic City Classic. The two teams in the state of Alabama, Historical Black Colleges and Universities on the Division 1AA level of the FCS. You have Alabama State University taking on Alcorn State University. And it had listed guy here November the 2nd. Then you have the Soul Bowl, which is the Capital City Classic in the great state of Mississippi. Jackson State versus Alcorn, also on the 2nd of November. Then you have the Florida Classic, which you actually get an opportunity to see Bethune-Cookman take on Florida A&M on November the 2nd. You can play that out in Orlando. Then you have the Turkey Day Classic, where you have Tuskegee University taking on Alabama State University on November the 2nd. Bayou Classic. Grambling State will be taking on Southern on November 3rd. You have the SWAC Championship. So they call it a classic. The SWAC East Conference Champion taking on the SWAC West Conference will be the champion of the MEAC, the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference Champion versus the Southwest Athletic Conference. The date is to be decided, but the truth of the matter is normally going to be their second weekend. The second week, so around the 14th, is when this happens. So make your plans, be where you need to be, and your Division II. There are some classes. Also, I want to give a shout out to the Division II. You have the Chicago Football Classic that will be in Chicago. They haven't mentioned the team that's going to be there yet. The Circle City Classic, which is going to be the 28th in Indianapolis. This is going to be a Division I or Division II Historical Black College team that will participate in it. You have the Morehouse possibility, Virginia Union, Lincoln of Pennsylvania, that are being mentioned in that. Then you have the Black College Hall of Fame game. The Black College Hall of Fame game, you have, in actuality, you have between Virginia State. And they didn't mention who is going to be in Canton, Ohio. They just have Virginia State. So those are the classes. Those are the homecoming. Put it on your calendar. Find out if you want. We're going to post this on our Facebook page and all the other social media sites we have so you can have an opportunity to check it out. Our next sponsor we want to give a shout-out to is L&T Starwood Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Congratulations, ladies. prosecuted that. Alabama State, Florida A&M, and Jackson State claimed share of the Southwest Athletic Conference women tennis regular season title. Each of those teams clinched it in a point where they're going to share the title, but there are going to be a seeding. The seeding came out this way. You have Florida A&M became the number one seed. Alabama State University claimed the number two seed. And Jackson State claimed the number three seed in the tournament. So you have to keep in mind, they have to use a tiebreaker. And the tiebreaker determines the final tournament seed. We also know that it will play the championship next weekend, or next week. That's the women's tennis tournament will be played in New Orleans, Louisiana, at the City Park Tennis Center, April 19th through the 20th. This is some spring sport that's going on. The 2024 Southwest Athletic Men and Women Golf Championship. They're slated to take place at the Refugee Golf Course, April 15 and 17. The tournament should be determined, kind of put some information, based on 54 holes. That's what they're going to play. This is a golf tournament, men and women. And that's going to be taking place again in, it didn't say exactly the location, it just say the Refugee Golf Course. So we want to share with you, and you can follow the tournament again at 8 a.m. on Monday morning. And championship title in golf on the men's side, Arkansas Pine Bluff is looking to repeat as champion. You can get live scores by going to the link. And that's just going to the SWAC Athletic Conference, and you can basically type in those scores and find out who's scoring and who's winning based on a 54-hole and a 36-hole. Also, we had Alabama A&M University made a major move. The president, Dr. Daniel K. Wims, and the director of athletics, Dr. Paul A. Bryant, introduced a candidate to be the head basketball coach for women. And that candidate is Don Thornton. She's the fifth head women's basketball coach since becoming a member of the, talking about Alabama A&M now, Southwest Athletic Conference, and joining the NCAA Division I. Thornton comes to Alabama A&M after spending five seasons as head coach at Southwest Athletic Conference Institution, Arkansas Pine Bluff. Thornton has many years of experience in the NCAA Division I and Division II level as a head women's basketball coach. She's compiled a record of 102-159 overall record in nine seasons. She was at Purdue A&M, Shorter College, Arkansas Pine Bluff. In addition, she led the Golden Lions, which is Arkansas Pine Bluff, to a signature win over Arkansas this past season. And it was the first in the program history of beating a Division I team, but in your Power Five, that is the school, the largest school in the state of Arkansas. So congratulations to Coach Thornton. We want to also share with you, Coach Thornton is the wife of ASU alumnus Coach Cedric Thornton. Coach Cedric also was hired on the defensive staff at Alabama A&M this past year with the football team. Congratulations to Coach Don Thornton as the new Alabama A&M women's basketball head coach. So congratulations. Another shout out to news we're going to give with Grambling State University, but our next sponsor, we want to make sure we give them a shout out. because of the point of that, we continue to show their support, show them support, but they've done it, shows us support. So I'm just excited just to have these individuals that wants to be a part of it. They're taking time to be here with us, taking time to show us that they appreciate what we're doing. I'm slowly strolling down the board. We have Mary Ruth's Restaurant of Georgiana, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. That's 261-106 West. Georgiana, Alabama, Georgiana, Alabama, 36033. If you want to type it into your GPS, and you can check them out. Now, you will go ahead and let the owner know if you want to go to pick up. You may want to pick up and keep rolling as you're traveling to the beach. You have to be coming from the north in Chicago. Everything is 45-65. You will cross into Georgiana, Alabama. Matter of fact, to get off the exit if you want to go to Destin and Fort Walton. If you want to continue on down to Mobile, and you still have to pass by that exit. Mr. Marshall, Alabama, and his wife, Sarah Katrina Roper Smith, recited because she's a member of Zeta Pi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and she co-owners with her husband, and they're doing an awesome job. You can contact either one of them by going to Facebook, type in Bob Smith or Katrina Roper Smith, or give Marvin a call at 334-549-0950. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Let's look at some awesome awards that some people have received basketball, because this came at the end of the season. They had Grambling State University men's basketball coach Dante Jackson. He was named the 2024 Ben Joe National Coach of the Year. Ben Joe was an awesome coach, worked for many years throughout the SWAC, even from the SEAC, which he was coaching at one time at Alabama State University. He coached at Alabama A&M. He coached at Southern. So truly, he was an impactful coach for many years, and he's transitioned 7 years ago, and we want to give a shout out. Matter of fact, his daughter made home back here in Montgomery, and thank you so much having his award. The SWAC recognized Ben Joe as National Coach of the Year. He was awarded his name, Ben Joe National Coach of the Year. And he goes to Dante Jackson of Grambling State University. See, this is top minority head coach in Division I college basketball. That's how important it is. The reigning Southwest Athletic Conference champion, the SWAC Coach of the Year, which is Brother Jackson. Sorry, Coach Jackson. Coach of the Year has followed up with an impressive campaign. He won the regular season championship in the SWAC. He also won the tournament championship. Then he was able to get into the NCAA tournament by selection process of winning the conference as a champion. He defeated Montana State 88-81, the ever had in the NCAA March Madness. They beat him in overtime in Dayton, Ohio. And this truly a shout-out. And we always try to give them hand claps because it's important that we recognize those individuals as they move forward. So we're going to give a hand clap to him as well as Coach Don Thornton. Congratulations, Coach Thornton and Coach Jackson, for receiving Coach Thornton receiving the opportunity to head coach of the University Women's Basketball Program, and Coach Jackson is the men at Grambling State University and accomplishment. Congratulations. Give a shout out to the MEAC, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. The 2020-24 MEAC Tennis Championship will be played in Cary, North Carolina, on April 25th through the 27th in men and women outdoor track and field. We'll begin with Norfolk, Virginia, hosted by Norfolk State University softball on April 9th. There's some Nuggets, Howard, sophomore, Maryland, Jordan, and Norfolk State junior, Riley, have been named the Mid-East Athletic Conference Softball Co-Player of the Week. It's presented by Coca-Cola. Then Howard Mercy was named Rookie of the Week, while Maryland Eastern Shore, Bollinger was named the Pitcher of the Week. And they will be playing their tournament on Wednesday through Saturday, May 8th through 11th. Then you also will now be played in Norfolk State as well. You have the March 14th, which is behind us, but we want to give a shout out to the MEAC Bowling Champions. The matchup was between number 3 Maryland Eastern Shore and number 1 North Carolina A&T. Maryland Eastern Shore defeated North Carolina A&T 42 to win the MEAC Bowling Championship 2024. And quickly, we're going to look at our coaches' corner because it's important we do that. When we get that one, we're going to be moving swiftly through that to get to the point that we did want to share some, but we're going to hold off on the high school because what we want to do is make sure we get all of those not only baseball, not only track, not only but the high school. We want to make sure to the southeastern part of the United States. We want to make sure. But we want to give a shout out to our next sponsor because of the part that we take their awesome job they're doing. We go to Soap Gyms by Jackson and Grace, and I received some of their products, and I tell you. Man, I tell you, thank you so much, Jennifer Jackson, for even considering sending me this. I don't think we was acting for it for free. We can all pay for it. That's not a problem. We really want to support Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Jennifer Jackson.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scent in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344 or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, straight savage. Manpower. Goat milk lotion. And coming lavender sea salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Shout out to Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. You can give her a call. You can go to Facebook. The number for calling is 251-369-1344. That's Jennifer Jackson with one E. Or go to Facebook, type in Jennifer Jackson or Charlie Angel. And you can contact her and see what the inventory is. I tell you, I have some awesome travel products over here. We have Cumming Lavender Sea Salt. It's awesome, I can tell you. As well as the goat milk lotion. Those two I can definitely speak on and say a good product. She has recently sent me some beard oil that they have produced in their venue. And we're going to have this available. Just go to her and you can type in what you're requesting, DM her, let her know that this is what you need. And giving it a try. We're working on getting it in here to see how. I don't want to talk about it until it takes a couple of days. I want to see a week or so and see how it is. And I say, and we thank you for supporting us. Again, go to Facebook, type in Jennifer Jackson or Charlie Angel, and you can find out more information. As we move forward with our format, I want you to be a part of the show by calling me. I see several people that bring them to the camera. What I would ask you to do is call 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. And we'll be able to have you live. Tell you when I ask you to I'm gonna ask you to press 1, and then I'm gonna call out once your hand go up the last 4 digits of your cell, and then I'll say you're live in your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Elizabeth. I'm going to get it right. Looking at the calls coming in. See, this show this time of day get a lot of calls coming in, but we're all good in regards to people that want to talk. Might not be about the show issues. They may want to talk. And this is the prime time of the day it happens. So let's look at the NCAA March Madness Final Four results. We give a shout-out to UConn beating Alabama 86-72 to advance to the championship game, national championship game. Number one, and then UConn was the number one overall seed. And you had number one Purdue by the Midwest defeated North Carolina State 63-50 to go to the national championship game. And number one UConn and number one Purdue played this past Monday, and UConn beat Purdue, just outmanned them to win the NCAA national championship 2024, 75-6. Congratulations to UConn. This is their 6th national championship. It's a back-to-back national championship. So congratulations to UConn Huskies out of the great state of Connecticut. So thank you so much. And when we look at the NCAA March Madness for Women, we give a shout-out to, and when we get the Final Four results, then we're going to share some things with you about the champion. In game one, you had number one South Carolina overall seed, number one North South Carolina. Number one defeated North Carolina State 78-59. In game two, you had number one Iowa led by Caitlin Clark. They defeated UConn 71-69. Had a controversial play at the end of the game, but as you look at it, that's how it goes. Thank you so much, Bear. Bear.40500 joining us. Darius, thank you so much for joining us. We have Treat. They said Treats Simply, David Meek, join us as well. As we were saying, the number one seed, South Carolina, advanced to the championship game by beating North Carolina, South Carolina beat North Carolina State. Then you had Iowa advancing to the national championship game against South Carolina, and in the championship game, national championship game, played on Sunday, last Sunday, number one South Carolina literally blew out number one Iowa, 87-75, to win their third national championship in 4 years. Congratulations to those awesome beat of number one South Carolina winning the national championship, and UConn for winning on the men's side. In the results that I saw was some key moments, and we wanted to talk about that, is that it, I consider the history being made, because you had UConn win back. That happened for many years. So congratulations to Coach Hurley and the UConn men's head. It is not an easy feat, and we want to say thank you to both programs, coaching staff, community, for doing what you're supposed to do. The men's 2024 NCAA National Basketball Champion is UConn, and the women's 2024 National Basketball Championship is South Carolina. Coach Hurley is the coach of UConn, and Coach Staley is the coach of South Carolina. Congratulations, and here's our head coach. Congratulations to each and every one of those communities. And looking at our men's final ranking for basketball, NCAA 2024, we have UConn finished top the first Associated Press poll. I want to give a shout-out to those teams that was able to be ranked in the AP Top 25. UConn received 58 votes. Purdue finished second. University of Alabama finished third. Houston finished fourth. Tennessee finished fifth. Fifth, Illinois finished sixth. North Carolina finished seventh. Iowa State finished eighth. Duke finished ninth. North Carolina State finished tenth. Marquette finished 11th. Arizona finished 12th, Creighton finished 13th, Clemson finished 14th, Gonzaga finished 15th, Baylor finished 16th, San Diego State finished 17th, Auburn finished 18th, Kansas finished 19th, Kentucky finished 20th, St. Mary's finished 21. Utah State finished 22. Washington State finished 23. Dayton finished 24. And South Carolina finished 25. Congratulations to each of those teams and your the final ranking and where you're sitting. You have a chance to always move up, but congratulations to UConn. For the women's side, final ranking for 2024 women's basketball NCAA. UConn is third. North Carolina State is fourth. Really, if you're looking at, you're looking at the top four, the final four. You have USC and it's fifth. They will be returning. Juju is coming back. LSU is number six. Texas is number seven. Oregon State is number eight. Stanford is number nine. Tara Vanderveer, retired, so we'll see how that change of coaching do for them. You have UCLA finished 10th, Notre Dame finishing 11th. Give a shout. shout out to John Hawkins. Thank you so much, John, for joining us. Member of 586 Attorney Court. Thank you, brother, so much for joining us. So, his name, I want to give a shout out. We also move to number 11 is Notre Dame. 12 is Indiana. 13 is Baylor. 14 is Gonzaga. 15, Colorado. 16 is Ohio State. We're calling out the women final ranking for 2023-2024. We have Ohio State is 16. We have Duke, that's 17. We have Virginia Tech, 18. Kansas State is 19. Syracuse is number 20. Oklahoma is 21. Utah is 22. Creighton is 23. Number 24 is West Virginia. And number 25 is Iowa State. This is the 2023-24 final ranking for the women's basketball NCAA. Thank you so much. There's a team was mentioned in there that received votes like Tennessee, Nebraska, Ole Miss, UNLV, Louisville, Memphis, Tennessee, North Carolina, Fairfield, Kansas, and Alabama got two votes. Congratulations to each one of those teams for making it happen, because it's all we ask them to do is to make it happen. All right, as we move forward, we get ready to close out our show. We just want to make sure you remember, we're here to provide an opportunity to interact. Let me give a shout out to some people. Elaine joined us as we move down. This is Rachel. Is it Rachel Ann Holbrook? Thank you so much. We got an Apple user here. Thank you so much. Got another user, Donald McDowell. Thank you so much. Angel A. Hines. Thank you so much. I am Ron Binion. Thank you so much. Medina, thank you. Cassandra, thank you so much for joining us. Well, join back. Mike, thank you so much. Wade, thank you so much. Lynette Wade, thank you so much for joining us. Some of them called back in. Thank you so much. Our tech has been awesome today. We shared enough information with you to get you ready for the spring. We'll be back with our Wednesday show, Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. It's on the 2nd and 4th Wednesday at 7:30, and we're going to share some more knowledge with you. Hopefully you gained something out of this. Thank you so much, Cynthia Foster, John Hawkins, Darius. We have several people. Now, I do want to scroll down. My office coming up. Asia, thank you so much. Traveler, it's Travel Vacation. Thank you. We're going to help promote you as well. Devil Photograph, thank you so much. Thank you for joining. And those others that are slowly coming in here, thank you so much. It's been good. I tell you, God has blessed us one more time. Let's see if we got anybody else as an addition. As we get ready to close out, we want you to know that through all the trials and tribulations, we want to tell you that we love you. We truly love you. And it comes from our heart. And we know there's really nothing you can do about it, because we're going to keep loving you. I would love for you to send me a heart or even a light up. Come on, you can hit it. Let me see you hit one there. Let me see you hit one there. Let me see you hit something and let me know that, you know, that's how you feel as well. You really like what we're doing. We thank you for this, being able to bring this interactive platform, Talk Who Said Podcast. But this is WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we have no problem. We love you from our heart, and we ask you to follow some of the hashtags that we have, like this hashtag responsible, hashtag keep on grinding, hashtag communicate for understanding, hashtag we got this, hashtag make it do what it do. Truly, we're excited about bringing this story. The title of today's show, We Are Champions 2024 on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're heard in 43 countries. to continue to bring you this format. On Monday, we have an awesome show planned for you Monday, and that's Talking Real to You prime time at 7:30. So we're coming with it this Monday. We're going to make it the last time. We had a guest the time before, and that time we didn't do it because it was a holiday day. I do know that in some areas, a lot of individuals get ready to vote for the runoff of their districts and so on. So what you have to file on Tuesday, but we're still going to talk a little bit about what's going on Monday. Have an awesome weekend. Be blessed. Take care of yourself. And as we get ready to close out, we want to play our last two promos because we didn't get a chance to play them. We didn't miss them. Moving pretty fast, but we want to be able to play our last two promos. One of them is TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott. We want to play here. Then we're going to come back and play Zeta Phi Sigma, the president of Phi Beta Sigma, their advertisement.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
That's Mr. William Scott, and the number is 334-320-5438. I'll go to Facebook, type in William Scott, and it'll populate TriStat LLC, how you can contact him. It is the consulting firm that meets your need in South Central Alabama. So congratulations, Mr. Scott, and the team you have for doing an awesome job. Thank you for supporting us and being a part of it. It's all about our sponsors. And we have the last promo as we get ready to close out. The Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, it's 85 Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We're going to give a shout out to them. It's an awesome opportunity to be before you. We're 4 minutes of our time. God bless everything we do. That's why we put time in place. This is WDSW Radio, the internet station. I am Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, the host of Balling with Doc. Is what a doc. I am the doc, and we bring swag to you. So you have an awesome rest of the night, but let's play the promo for the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
I'm going to be here.